producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
For another hour and another edition of Auto World, I am fresh off the road, so to speak, which means I'm pretty tired out. But I have... just recently visited a couple of very interesting locales, Las Vegas, Nevada, a.k.a. Las Wages, Nevada, the site of the 2016 Consumer Electronics Show, and then on to the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, for the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. And speaking of that, in this hour of the broadcast, we are going to be joined by Tom Appel, one of our regular contributors. He's a publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive. Tom was at the show. Matter of fact, before the show opened up, Tom and I went to a very private, secret dinner. Kind of a dinner. It wasn't a real dinner, that's my opinion. But it was a very interesting multimedia presentation of a brand new product from Mercedes-Benz, and should be very, very very thankful to get the invitation from the great folks at Mercedes-Benz to attend the event. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the hits, the misses, what was good, what was bad, what was beautiful, what was ugly, and everything in between. All that in the first hour of the broadcast. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's toll-free, so feel free anywhere in the entire North American continent. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you're listening somewhere outside of the good U.S. of A., if you log on to my website, autoworldradio.com, we actually have a out-of-the-country number, out-of-North America number. So if you dial into that number, we're going to put you on, take a page from another famous radio talk show host, a whole lot more famous than I am, certainly a whole lot richer than I am, the great Art Bell, who used to have the wild card line. We'll put you on the wild card line, so that means you will go to the top of the class and you will get immediate attention. And of course, you can reach out via the email, and that seems to be the preferred method of communication these days. The best email to get a hold of me, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. bob@autoworldradio.com should be working as well. So either one of those. Have you been watching the coverage? It's been all over the news. It's been all over the media of the umpteen debuts, both worldwide and North American, at the auto show in Detroit. It is certainly one of the big shows of the year. Certainly the biggest gathering of automotive journalists in one place in North America at one time. About 6,000 journalists descend upon the city of Detroit, Michigan, to cover this show, and they're from all over the world. But one of our favorites resides in Chicago, Illinois, where he is the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. It is my pleasure to welcome to the broadcast one of our regular contributors, Mr. Tom Appel. Tom, welcome to the broadcast. How you doing? Looks like we don't have Tom. Well, we'll work on that. Work in progress. Our regular producer, Ben, who has been filling in for the past while, let's put it that way, for Patrick, he has changed his schedule. So there's lots of things going on at Network Control in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the big GCN studios. They've got six channels to run, and They're spinning plates at the same time, and we'll get Tom Appel with us very shortly. I'll give you my own take. Number one, Living in Florida, like I've been doing for the last 2 years, I moved out here for a startup broadcasting company, media company that unfortunately never started up. It's like ordering a new car and except they're going to pay you for the new car. I was going to have a really nice job down here, and guess what? The company never got funded, and because of that, that has caused some changes in my life, but I've enjoyed my time down here in Florida and will continue to do so. I've been told by many people who hail from where I hail from the Northeast, I hail from Boston, suburban Boston, all of my life, that once you make the move, the bold move south or out west to California, that it's hard going back to the cold weather. I have a cousin down here in Florida who I don't speak to for whatever reason that may be, but nevertheless, she is down here and I am down here, but that's families for you. And nevertheless, we never talk except maybe on Facebook, but I've heard from the family grapevine that whenever she goes back home to Massachusetts, she does nothing but complain about the weather situation, even when it's so relatively warm. Well, when I was in the city of Detroit for the North American International Auto Show, I, being of Boston born and bred and actually pretty tough when it comes to cold weather, even in Boston, I was not known for wearing the best attire in the winter. I was known for not wearing heavy coats or sometimes not wearing gloves, not wearing other things that I should be wearing. And it didn't bother me that much. But going back to Detroit this year, it definitely bothered me big time. Both of the media days in the Motor City were flanked by the usual snow and ice and some really frigid temperatures. It wasn't so much the temperature in the teens, it was the wind chill. The wind chill was below zero. And it was light snow because those of us who hail from snow areas know that when it's very, very cold, you really don't get oodles and boodles of snow. You get a little bit of snow and you get ice. When it's changing from the 30s into the 20s, into the teens, into below, you get the ice problem. So I found it quite difficult. I had to lug a whole bunch of equipment from a garage several blocks away from Cobo Hall, where the Great North American International Auto Show was held, and it was a difficult task indeed. But the show was magnificent, as it always is. I encourage all of our listeners in the greater Detroit area to head on over to historic Cobo Hall, where it is open to the public right now as we speak. You can go over there. You better get over there before they close it down. It's only going to be open for a certain period. So go on over and check out. I believe there were between 40 and 50 North American and worldwide debuts. And we're going to be discussing those in detail when we get our good friend Tom Appel on the line with us. I can tell you some of my personal favorites, and then we'll get Tom to chime in with his personal favorites as well. Doing a lot of radio at the show, I did not get a chance to spend a great deal of time on the show floor, and I did not attend one of the press conferences. These press conferences are very, very elaborate. They're almost like Hollywood productions. Many of them cost, I would guess, more than $1 million, maybe multiple millions of dollars. A world debut of an automobile is a big deal for a car company. So they want to show off and they want to get as much press and publicity as possible in today's media-hungry world, and it's hard to get the top spot unless you spend the big bucks. Well, one of the vehicles that got a whole lot of attention is a beautiful concept vehicle from Buick. It's called the Avista concept. This is the second year in a row that the folks at Buick have showed off a wonderful design. This one blows the other one away. This one is a car that that I would buy. This is a car that reminds me very much of a four-door variant of the Jag XK. It is strikingly beautiful, but the big question is, will it ever see production? To be honest, I truly doubt it. I wish they would make this car. They would sell this car. Buick, please make this a Vista concept. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
On the road again. I'm on the road again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We are back and we are live on great stations all across North America, as well as around the world via GCNlive.com. As I mentioned at the top, over 6,000 journalists from around the world attended the press days of the North American International Auto Show. And by the way, I need to give a shout out, as they say in radio terms here, that our broadcast was brought to you by all our coverage of the North American International Auto Show 2016 is brought to you by the Ralph C. Wilson Agency. You can check them out. It's www.rcwa.net. This is an insurance agency like no other. They are actually the insurers of the auto show and a proud partner of the North American Auto Show 2016. Well, as I mentioned, 6,000 journalists, but there's no one I would rather have on the broadcast with us to discuss the highs, the lows, the ins and outs, the hits, the misses, the ugly, the good, the bad, the indifferent, than our regular contributor, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the program Tom Appel. Tom, welcome and thank you so much for your time.
Oh, my pleasure. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing okay. Recovered from the... I was saying to the listeners, you know, you're in Chicago and you're used to the cold. I'm from Boston. When I lived in Boston, I was known for, you know, not wearing the proper coat, as my relatives would always say to me. I always wear too much of a light coat. I wouldn't wear gloves. I wouldn't wear a hat. And didn't really bother me. Now I've been in Florida 2 years. I go to Detroit and it's like unbelievably cold.
Yeah. Tuesday morning in Detroit was a very cold morning.
Yes, it was, and a little bit dangerous driving-wise as well. But that's all part of the fun and excitement of the annual press days. It seems like we must have that inclement weather in order to make it official. I was telling folks about the Buick Avista concept vehicle. This is the second year in a row that Buick has really stolen the show, as far as I'm concerned, in the styling department with a really beautiful car. This is a vehicle right up my alley. It kind of reminds me of a almost a Jag XK, now out of production vehicle. It's a beautiful, beautiful design. We saw the same thing last year, and the big question is, though, Tom, is Buick ever going to make any of these vehicles? Personally, if I had to put money on it, I would not put money on it. And it's a shame because people would buy this vehicle. If I had the money, I would buy this Avista concept.
Yeah, I think so. And there is no one making a mid-priced or near-luxury large coupe right now, or a mid-sized coupe, and that may be a mistake. And the Avista is a really good-looking car, as you mentioned. It's got the long hood. It's got the Buick haunches going on in back. It was a show-stealer. I'd love to see them make something like that.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the other highlights. We both were at the Mercedes private unveiling. They actually unveiled a whole slew of product, and we can touch on that as well, but we attended a very private affair, and what a multimedia presentation that was. This was the unveiling to the world of the new E series, and of course Mercedes makes so many different E variants. Want to get your take on the E, and as long as we're talking Mercedes, that wasn't the only one. They also unveiled at the show a replacement for the much beloved by many people SLK, a convertible, a drop-top version of the big S coupe in AMG form. That's a nice little tasty bit. And a few other surprises from the folks at Mercedes. But let's begin with the E-Class. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's a great-looking car. If anything gave me pause about that event, apart from the fact that it was an absolutely fantastic pre-show event, and as you mentioned, yeah, it was a multimedia spectacular, one thing that happened, I don't know how many people took note of this, as we got through the entire event, there were certain words that were never spoken, words like handling, horsepower, road dynamics, ride quality. It was all about technology. It was all about autonomy and interactivity. It was a very strange and not too subtle hint at what people are looking for cars now and in the near future. And, you know, Mercedes is certainly at the forefront of that technology. But to some extent, I miss the days when we used to talk about how a car handled and felt.
That's a really good point. You're absolutely right, Tom. I mean, they had a professor from MIT talking about technology. It was all about intelligence. They didn't talk about the stuff that car guys are supposed to be talking about, car girls are supposed to be talking about. In addition to the Mercedes that I've already mentioned, the SLC class replacing the SL K, we also had that beautiful S63 Cabriolet and an S60, let's see, AMG Cabriolet, and another one caught my eye. They did something with a regular SL, too. I know they got something cooking on there, but lots of goodies for Mercedes, and I can tell this, you know, the dinner was one of those walk-around dinners. Now, here, who am I to complain? We get invited to a really swanky event, to say the least, but you made the right move sneaking out, because those little funky dinners that some of the car companies like to serve up on these little itty-bitty trays with this foo-foo food, it just doesn't do it for me, Tom. I mean, give me McDonald's any day.
Well, I need... To defend my lack of tooth, I needed to run out and write about the new E-Class, so I was in a hurry to get back to my keyboard.
Very good. Let's talk about some of the other stars of the show. Certainly, let's talk Chevrolet, two big stories there. We'll begin with the hatchback, a company actually calling a hatchback. The Cruze is now available in hatchback form as well as sedan form. I think it looks good, and I'm a fan of hatchbacks. Very happy to see that. And then the Bolt, and this is a big story, because this will be the first mass-produced ever. Tesla gets so much coverage. Tesla sold 50,000 vehicles last year, and that's an accomplishment considering most of them are south of $100,000. But I asked the marketing manager for the F-150, how many F-Series pickups did you sell last year? He said 700-some-odd thousand, one every 19 seconds. So just to give people an idea of how much media is focused on the electric technology, not saying that we're going to be forced to go there, because the good old government is really putting, in my opinion, some really, really, really tough numbers on the table that the automakers are going to have to meet. And personally, I would like to see those numbers adjusted, but that's my these opinions are just Bob Long's and nobody else's. But nevertheless, this Bolt is going to lure people into the electric wave, so to speak, because under $30,000 after all those tax credits and a 200-mile range, and to top it all off, it's actually not bad looking.
No, this is the absolute test of the public's reception of electric vehicles. Tesla had promised to bring us a car in 2 or 3 years, the Model 3, that would be under $35,000 and go 200 miles, and now Chevy has done the same thing for $5,000 less. 200 miles should be enough range.
That's right. When we come back, we'll talk more about that and all the other cool stuff in Detroit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much for listening to Auto World. Whether you're listening live or on tape delay or on archive form, podcast form, we love it all, and we want to thank you very much for being part of the Auto World family. One of the regular contributors here to the program is the man himself, Tom Appel, who I get to see once a year usually, and that just occurred at during the media days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, and before that hard bottom of the hour network break. Tom, you were telling us that this is kind of the acid test here for Americans. This will be the first time that they'll be able to get into an electric vehicle with a 200-mile range under $30,000, styled a little bit like a crossover, little sedan meets crossover. It definitely has a decent interior. I didn't sit in it, but I looked inside of it, and it will be interesting to see how well it is received. Any predictions? You want to look into your crystal ball?
Predictions are tough because gas is so cheap right now, but 200 miles is a fascinating number because it represents a certain amount of practicality. Most people, given their regular commutes, the average American commute is something about 34 miles or something, won't have to plug in every day or even every other day. People can now go on longer trips. There's just a lot going on here that changes the game. Unfortunately, gas is extremely cheap now. General Motors is going to make this available 50 states, so it will compete against the Leaf in that regard. As you mentioned, it's a very practical design. It's a good-looking design, and we'll see how it does. I'm hoping it catches on. I'm hoping that a lot of people see the versatility of this and see the practicality of this.
Absolutely. I had been very fortunate this past week. Of course, I was away for a good portion of the week, but I have the latest rendition of the Cadillac CTS-V at my disposal, and boy, oh boy, it's the Z06 engine in the Cadillac, minus 10 horsepower, 640 horsepower, with an exhaust note to fall in love it with. And that's why guys like myself and perhaps you, Tom, it's going to be hard for me to ever even consider owning electric cars. I just love that rumble. And there's nothing like it.
Yeah, the CTS-V is actually in the Consumer Guide office right now. Ricotta spent the weekend with that. I'll be taking a look at it Monday, and I'm looking forward to it. But, yeah, that's a bunch of car, and it's a strong and compelling reason to stick with internal combustion.
Exactly. Just don't drive as many miles in a given year. Wish it was a little cheaper, but what an amazing piece of technology. Even my wife, who doesn't really like American cars, she was absolutely shocked at the way this vehicle handles, drives, rides, and accelerates. It is a beast. Back to our coverage of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. Let's talk about Ford. Of course, the star is the Lincoln. The Lincoln Continental is here in production form. It was just last spring in New York that we saw the concept so well received that they turned it around mighty quick. Interesting placement of the door handles. That's one thing I noticed. It was locked. I couldn't get in it, but beautiful seats, and I understand chock full of all kinds of goodies. I think they've got a winner here. I really do. I think that vehicle is going to go over well. I think it will, unfortunately, a lot of the buyers that would absolutely love that vehicle, unfortunately, are at the age that they're no longer to drive, not able to drive. I know my aunts in their 80s would love that vehicle, but they're getting to that point that they're not buying cars or being on the road. But it has that good old-fashioned American luxury sedan presence, but with a very modern appeal as well.
Yeah, Lincoln's been going through so many sort of rebirth permutations for the last 15 years. This feels like finally the one they're going to stick with. And it's a good-looking car, and they've gone with a Lincoln-exclusive powertrain, which is nice to see. You'd like to see something exclusive for a brand that's with vehicles that expensive. I like the styling a lot. I really wish that there was something about it that was just a little bit more Hallmark Lincoln. I'd like to see something of the brand or something we can latch onto that speaks for the brand. I don't see a grill there that screams Lincoln, which I'd like to see. But other than that, yeah, this is a very good-looking car. It looks like a very high-end European sedan, and it should do well for them. As you mentioned, the traditional Lincoln buyer is aging out, so their battle now is to fight for the hearts and minds of younger luxury shoppers, and there's so much good stuff in that price class that it's very hard to make your presence known.
Very limousine-like. I mean, this is a direct competitor to some of the extended wheelbase models, you know, from Jag, of course, the Equus from Hyundai, the long wheelbase version of the LS, the Kia 900. This is that type of vehicle. International vehicle, no doubt, you know, if the China economy improves, this is a car that will do wonders in China.
Yeah, it will. And this will also do battle with the coming Cadillac CT6, which is pretty smack dab in the same place.
Also from Ford, they tweaked the Fusion a little bit and added a sport model, which is kind of cool. And they continue to tease us with the Raptor. I mean, it's still quite a ways off. I finally nailed the guy, the Raptor man, to the microphone and got him to say December 2016, we'll see it arriving in dealership. So it's still a ways off, but more details were leaked. But what do you think about the updates to the Fusion and more details on the Raptor?
Yeah, the Fusion seems very subtle. I think the big news there is that they're going to their new Sync 3 interface. They're dropping what we used to call My Ford Touch, and the whole interactive media suite now will just be Sync 3. And by most accounts, the Sync 3 is an improvement on the old system, which is nice. Ford was a leader in that regard, but also caught a lot of flack because a lot of the stuff was just a little bit glitchy. So hopefully we've got a much smoother, better working system now.
Instead of talking muscle cars from the folks at FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, let's talk about a minivan. Yes, indeed, they called it a minivan. They didn't call it something else, but they gave it a name that we saw on a an interesting vehicle that I was always a fan of, a Pacifica, which was kind of a crossover type vehicle. I'm a little bit surprised that they resurrected that name, because that vehicle was a hit and then it was a miss.
Yeah.
I don't know why they chose Pacifica. I would have not gone with Pacifica. I would have gone with a whole new name. The interview I did with the representative from Chrysler about the vehicle, I mean, it is chock full of great stuff, including taking a page from Honda, a vacuum.
Yeah, this is a great-looking minivan, and it's Chrysler, you know, invented the minivan. Chrysler then developed the minivan over the years. They're pretty much the company that has ushered that minivan through the decades, and they've suddenly kind of cut the cord on the past. There's no longer a Grand Caravan, there's no longer a Voyager, and now there's no longer a Town and Country. They've got an all-new vehicle. They're calling it Pacifica. It looks fantastic. Plug-in hybrid is a really interesting thing, something they have to do, obviously, because they're going to have to meet those fuel economy numbers in a few years. But we'll see if they can actually redefine that segment. It looks surprisingly like the Chrysler 200 sedan. It doesn't look big. It doesn't look slab-sided. They've got the vacuum. And they're keeping Stow & Go, which is interesting.
Yeah, and a good move, I think, on that. Lexus took the wraps off again. One of my kind of cars, a flagship coupe called the LC500. We saw this vehicle, I have to stop and think, I think 2012, we saw a concept variant of this vehicle, which was called the LFA, I believe, back then. Or, no, it was the LCLFA or some sort of jumbling up of those letters. But it's here, it's alive, and it's a really good-looking vehicle. Understand they're going to have many different power plants. They're going to have their F-Sport version of it. And it's going to be quick in the F-Sport realm. Good-looking vehicle. Just bring lots of cash. That's my advice. So when we come back, more with Tom Appel as our coverage of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit continues.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back, loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We continue talking all about the North American International Auto Show 2016. And again, the coverage is brought to you by the Ralph C. Wilson Agency Incorporated. Visit www.rcwa.net. They actually insure the auto show and are partners with the auto show. Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. We're running down some of the hits, the misses, and the in-betweens at this year's event. And before the break, I was talking about the Lexus LC500 Coupe. And, Tom, did you get a chance to look at that one up close?
Yeah, I did. That's a beautiful car, and I think that... really a halo car. They're not going to sell a lot of those, but I think a lot of people will talk about it. That's the kind of thing that Lexus really needs right now.
Absolutely. Some of the other vehicles unveiled, BMW took the wraps off two new M-Pronics, the M2, as well as the crossover 2016 M4. It's an X4 M4 SAV. Easy enough for me to say, but that's what it is. They'd like to call their sport utility vehicles a crossover sport activity vehicles, but people are very excited about the M2. I had an M4 for a week and absolutely loved it. So much better than the previous generation with its high revving V8 engine. That twin turbo is more powerful, more torquey, and gets the job done in a smaller package, smaller engine, but nevertheless, the M folks are going to love that vehicle.
Yeah, that's a joy to drive. I remember the 135IS, which got pretty close to M in stature, was a sheer delight to drive. It was more fun than anyone could imagine, and actually strangely seemed like sort of a value relative to the rest of the BMW line.
That is so true. Buick took the wraps off their third crossover called the Envision. Buick is on a crossover binge. What do you think?
Yeah, this is something Buick's really needed badly. The Buick GMC showroom has long been without anything in the mid-size SUV category, crossover category. And at this auto show, they launched two different vehicles that fit nicely in there. The Terrain and the Enclave are really big crossovers, and really too big for a lot of people. And then they've got the little Encore, which is tiny. But now they've got the Envision, which is about the size of the Chevrolet Equinox. And GMC also launched a redesigned Acadia, which is a little bit smaller and designed to more directly take on the Grand Cherokee. And with those two vehicles in the showroom, they're really hitting at the heart of the crossover market.
from the land of if you have to ask how much it costs, don't even think about trying to buy it. The collaboration between Bob Lutz and Henrik Fisker. Henrik is a good friend of mine. Spoke with him about three times during the show. Wasn't the least bit disturbed about the lawsuit that Aston Martin is threatening or is already placed on him. But an interesting vehicle unveil called the VLF Force, which is a Viper-derived vehicle designed by Henrik in very short time. I also spoke with Bob Lutz. I like their other vehicle, which is, you know, exactly the opposite of what Henrik intended, his beautiful sedan, which, you know, a lot of people bought, and it was a hybrid vehicle. It has been re-engineered and has put that lovely engine that I have in the CTSV, the Z06 engine under the hood. Interesting car company. They're not going to sell a whole lot of these vehicles, but will it be profitable? Do you think they'll make money with these projects?
They may. Henrik Fisker, before he got involved with the actual Fisker extended range hybrid product, had been working with Fisker Motor Coach, and they designed some beautiful cars based on the Mercedes SL and the BMW 6 Series. And I think it's really niche classic collectible vehicles that he does best. And I think that they can do well with these things. I think there's plenty of people out there who appreciate the bodywork and know what he's trying to do. And as long as they're borrowing the engineering fundamentals from something that works, I think they're in great shape.
Absolutely. The North American Car of the Year was awarded to the Honda Civic. The North American SUV / Truck of the Year went to the Volvo XC90. Volvo also showed off their new flagship sedan called the S90. Your thoughts on the choices of the Civic and the XC90, as well as the new sedan, the S90 from Volvo?
Yeah, I think the Car of the Year awards were pretty much spot on. I thought that the Honda Pilot was a good choice too, but the XC90 was such a surprise to everybody. It's so good that after years of dormancy, Volvo has come out with really significant new products that expand its market, because there's only so much they could do with one midsize sedan. So that's exciting to see, and congratulations to them. And I love the new S90. I think that Volvo needed to do something there as well. And this is one more car to compete against the new Continental and Cadillac CT6.
My alma mater, Motor Trend, chose the Camaro as the Car of the Year. And I must admit, I sat in the Camaro, did an interview with their engineer, Al Openizer. And one thing that always made me upset about the Camaro, which really grew on me exterior styling-wise, it's a really good-looking vehicle. The new one takes that a little edgier, but the interior, so much better. Can't wait to drive the SS variant of that with the base Corvette engine for all of us arrested adolescents. That will be a really thrilling ride. Let's talk about the Ridgeline from Honda. This has always been an interesting choice. It's kind of more of a crossover than it is a pickup truck. It's a pickup truck and a crossover all-in-one with some rather funky features.
Yeah, and we're basically looking at a Honda Pilot pickup. I know Honda engineers will tell you different, and they do go some distance to reinforce the frame, and there's other things that are done to it, but that's no bad thing. I think that makes it a very interesting vehicle. It'll be a little bit lighter duty, perhaps, than the other pickups in that class, but not everyone needs that, and I think that this is something they can I think, make work for them. The last Ridgeline, obviously hindered by some provocative styling, I think we can call it, but the side buttresses were, I think, a major deterrent to a lot of purchasers.
Yeah, I would agree, definitely. Hyundai made an interesting move coming out with a hint of a new brand. The Genesis, of course, has been a big hit for them. The Equus larger sedan, great value for the money, but evidently not enough people buying it. So They're going to take a page from Toyota with Scion and sell alongside Hyundai's in the same dealership, the Genesis brand. So the current Genesis sedan will be rebadged the Genesis G80, and the Equus will be reintroduced as the G90. Just what America needs, another car brand.
In an interesting fashion, because they made a conscious decision not to go with the individual dealerships, not to go with the individual franchises, and that works good and bad. I think to luxury car shoppers, they might be put off by the fact that they're sold in Hyundai dealerships. On the other hand, they immediately have a network that they can sell these vehicles through. I think the Genesis name is probably in good shape. That's probably a decent brand for a good name for a luxury brand. We'll see what happens. They're promising six vehicles now, three sedans, one crossover, and one sporty coupe. Or two crossovers and one sporty coupe in very short fashion. So we'll see what happens here.
That's very interesting. Porsche took the wraps off their Halo 911, the true 911 Turbo and Turbo S. This is the ultimate 911 as far as I'm concerned, kind of the Grand Tourer. But it's interesting to note that all 911s are now turbocharged, and so this one doesn't share the uniqueness of having a turbocharger. And I know the Porsche PR folks were very, very adamant that I brought that up and also handled it in a very gingerly manner.
I think there is a single Porsche model now that is not turbocharged, and I think that's the 911 GT3. I think every other Porsche model is now turbocharged.
Yeah, again, a nod to using smaller displacement engines and trying to wring as much out as possible. Kia showed off an interesting concept vehicle called the Telluride. What'd you think of that one?
Good-looking car. I liked it a lot. I think that, you know, they need, everyone knows that we need to be moving into small crossovers if we're going to stay with high volume, and then they need to chase that segment, and I think that this is exactly what they needed to bring out here.
Excellent. And the other one that I got to talk to you about is from GMC. I interviewed their marketing guy, the Arcadia. In a couple of words, what are your thoughts on the 2017 Arcadia?
Yeah, they made a great decision making this a slightly smaller vehicle. Their goal, obviously, is to hit squarely where the Jeep Grand Cherokee falls, and I think they've done that.
And you have done a magnificent job, my friend. Thank you, Tom. We'll talk with you real soon.
Always a pleasure.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Since 1915, J.C. Whitney and its catalog full of parts for nearly every car, truck, SUV, and motorcycle on the road have delivered everything automotive to generations of enthusiasts. Please visit www.jcwhitney.com to shop for the latest parts and accessories, request catalogs, and join the celebration of a truly American company and a truly significant milestone as J.C. Whitney turns 100 years old. Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.